It's Monday, February 28th, AD 2022. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and myself, heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A new communist law against Christians goes into effect in China next month. The law bans unregistered churches from holding online meetings and prohibits people from sharing religious content on social media. Thomas Mueller with Open Doors reports that state-authorized churches will be affected by the law as well. Mueller said, quote, "All other underground churches are effectively being driven off the internet," end quote. Russia failed to capture Kiev, Ukraine's capital city, during fighting on Saturday night and Sunday morning, reports the Daily Mail. But Russian forces entered Ukraine's second-largest city, Kharkiv, on Sunday morning. Vladimir Putin had green-lighted their deployment, with each fighter given a deck of cards to help them recognize Ukrainian leaders they were encouraged to capture and kill. The United Nations says at least 240 Ukrainian citizens have been killed. Plus, at least 200,000 people have fled Ukraine to three countries, 150,000 of whom have crossed into Poland. Russia took control of the Chernobyl nuclear plant 62 miles north of Kiev, reports USA Today. And Russia blew up a gas pipeline near Kharkiv, sending a huge mushroom cloud billowing into the sky. Ukraine's foreign ministry spokesman says their Air Force shot down a missile aimed at Kiev by a plane that flew in from Russia ally Belarus. Plus, Ukraine has obliterated a 56 convoy of feared Chechen fighters, and Ukrainian National Guard units have recaptured the Antonov International Airport after an attack by Russian assault helicopters and jet fighters. Putin is reportedly furious at the slower-than-expected efforts to conquer Ukraine. On Thursday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky emerged as a courageous hero. Listen.
Не наступать, защищаться. Наступая, вы будете видеть наши лица, не наши спины, наши лица.
He said, quote, "I initiated a phone call to the president of the Russian Federation. The result was silence. If we are attacked by the troops, if they try to take our country away from us, our freedom, our lives, the lives of our children, we will defend ourselves. Not attack, but defend ourselves. And when you attack us, you will see our faces, not our backs, but our faces," end quote. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Then, on Saturday, the Ukrainian president made a selfie video outside in Ukraine's capital. He said, quote, "There's a lot of fake info telling that I ordered the Ukrainian army to surrender. I am here. We will not lay down any weapons," end quote. Appearing on Fox and Friends, former President Donald Trump analyzed why he thought Russian President Putin had been emboldened to attack Ukraine.
I think Putin really wanted to negotiate for a period of time. When he watched Afghanistan, when he watched that unbelievably bad withdrawal, incompetent, where they took the military out first, where they left $85 billion worth of equipment behind for the Taliban to have and to sell and to use. Of course, the death that happened. When they watched all of that, I think they got emboldened.
Dr. Daniel Johnson, the founder of Christian Radio for Russia, which operates New Life Radio from Odessa, Ukraine, told The World View that his Russian-speaking broadcasters have been addressing the biblical context for the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
We're reminding people that even though war is here right now, it's all predicted, it's all part of God's plan, and we remind people to look forward what the end of Revelation describes of Christ's return and the establishment of his kingdom. When you're going through a period of war, that's the particular area of the scriptures you want to focus on, because it reminds you that God is in control and that these wars and rumors of wars are going to take place. And despite the crises we find ourselves in, this is just part of God's plan.
Johnson said the Orthodox leaders in each country seem animated by nationalism.
I have seen photographs and video of Russian Orthodox priests taking holy water and throwing it on Russian tanks and blessing them as the soldiers go by. And Ukrainian Orthodox priests bless their soldiers in a similar manner. So there are two Orthodox priesthoods that are independently blessing the soldiers of each nation.
A Finnish court heard final arguments last week in the case of Parliament member Paavi Räsänen. She faces 2 years in prison for opposing sexually perverted lifestyles because of her beliefs based on the Bible. Religious freedom advocate Pastor Andrew Brunson delivered a letter to Rasanan last week with a prayer pledge signed by over 14,000 people. The UK plans on scrapping its at-home abortion pill program. It was started during the COVID-19 pandemic, and it allowed women to get abortion pills in the mail and self-administer them up to 10 weeks of pregnancy. Tragically, an estimated 10,000 women needed hospitalization after taking the abortion pills, not to mention the many unborn babies killed in the process. Last Friday, President Joe Biden nominated appeals court judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to replace Justice Stephen Breyer on the U.S. Supreme Court. If confirmed by the U.S. Senate, Jackson would become the first African-American woman on the Supreme Court. Marjorie Dannenfelser of the Susan B. Anthony List pro-life group objected. She said, quote, "Jackson is on record opposing the free speech rights of pro-life advocates pleading to save lives outside abortion centers and supporting the false claim that abortion is health care," end quote. Exodus 18, verse 21 says, "Moreover, you shall select from all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers." And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Monday, February 28th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. Or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.